Welcome to Awake Media's... Welcome to Awake Media. I'm your host, James Easton. With me is Brandon Council, and we have an important announcement to make. Brandon, how are you doing?
All right. How about you?
A little flustered. So martial law has been declared in France, and you got 10,000 troops on the streets. But it didn't take very long, did it? It took less than a week. All they had to do was manufacture a fake situation and draw the world's attention to it, lie to the world, the sheep of the world, and boom, you got martial law. It's very simple. And there's clashes going on all over Europe between the government forces and people who are against refugees. There's all kinds of racial tension being sparked up when it's not really the problem. And, of course, this is also going on in America. And there have been many demonstrations and clashes with police and with factions. And so it's only a matter of time. The ball's been dropped. And so what I'm trying to say here, everybody, is that shit has hit the fan. And it's time to make it or break it. You can run for the hills. You can stand up and fight. Or you can just be a sheep and not know what the fuck's going on and wait till there's nothing left in the grocery store or any gas at the gas station. And in which case, you'll be fucked. Brandon, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I think that what I like to call it is terra noia. And essentially, the main theme of terrorism is to disrupt the local networks and to disrupt the norm of that society. So essentially, when a terrorist act is committed, I guess essentially just by recognizing it as a terrorist event, you are giving credence to that martyr or that incident, whatever you'd like to call it. So essentially what I'm saying is that when these incidents happen, what you say, like that follows like martial law, et cetera, it's all really very interesting because you would figure that like the government would have the psychology of a terrorist down to pat. And essentially they don't. They don't because they show and they do the exact opposite in which they – so, for example, if you go – and you look up terrorism on, like, you know, a government website, it'll say that it's to disrupt the norm and the politics and so on and so forth, yet they play right into it. So, you know, they're going against their own psychological methods here, which is absolutely amazing. And you're correct, too. There is a wave of, disruption that's going across Europe. So not only do you have the Paris attacks, but, you have the refugee crisis and, you have Greeks, you have Greece, you have the, Turkey took down a Russian warplane, et cetera. The thing in Turkey is really, really, that's exponentially something that is in need of to talk about because, Turkey is the place in which ISIS, this is where they re-up on all of their stuff. This is where they get everything from. Everything that ISIS is manufactured and distributed through Turkey. Okay, so it's what you essentially have is you have these countries that are attempting to engage in all-out warfare with one another. However, they're doing it through proxy states, just like they did in Ukraine and just like they're doing now in Syria and Lebanon. Essentially, is what's happening is the Levant of the Middle East, which is radically Zionist, and the State of Israel is attempting to claim the Levant as their own. And essentially, this is another reason why the West, America, and Israel itself is involved in what's going on in the Middle East between Syria and ISIS and Russia, etc.
Well, as we all know, you don't need to look very far. Israel is the terrorist state in the Middle East. That they're behind 9/11. That's provable. They're involved in it, to say the least. That Benjamin Netanyahu is part of orchestrating it. along with the Bush Cabal and many other agents of evil. So what you got is a worldwide terrorist organization that isn't what it seems. It's not ISIS. It's the Jesuit Order. They're the ones behind everything. And it disseminates through all kinds of different organizations and factions and what have you. And what you have is a real situation, an unreal situation, and a surreal situation. The real situation is the world's going down the tubes and fast. The surreal situation is it's ISIS. It's Russia versus America with China. It's World War III and it's martial law. And the actual, the worst scenario is they want to kill us. And they're doing it. And, you know, you can jump from A to Z and look at the sky and say, what the fuck is that shit? They're flying chemtrails over us. They're poisoning us. They're killing us slowly. Fluoride in the water. Mercury in the vaccines. The list goes on. I mean, this is, it was by design for at least a century. You know, there's so many other things to talk about, but I'll throw it back to you.
You know, well, I mean, you're 110% correct. There are, you know, that there is a, you know, real situation that's going on. There is, you know, the surreal and the delusional as well. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that you put it like that because, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand what's going on as far as, like, you know, the war in the Middle East goes. And, you know, that, of course, that is by design. That's, you know, the delusional state of the masses just sort of letting things go in one ear and out the other type thing, you know, not really investigating it. It basically, where I'm going with this is that, you know, the war in the Middle East that America has furthered past the point of Iraq and Afghanistan has extended far, far beyond the generalization of war crimes. You know what I mean? Like, for example, in Syria and other parts of the Middle East, instead of having, like, the weather report, they have, like, the daily drone report. Okay? So, yeah. And, you know, if you look at, you know, like, the International War Commissions and stuff like the war crimes of countries committed against people of nations, etc., you'll end up finding out over 80% of the time that it's civilian casualties, you know, that are essentially being taken out. So they're not. Right. It's not any one specific, like, hot spot of terrorism or one country, you know, like Iraq fell or whatever. And so it's not like that anymore. And essentially what you have is because you had a country that, you know, dethroned Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, they left, essentially. The United States, when they left, they had essentially turned that over to, you know, a non-state, you know what I mean? It's a state that's up for grabs, essentially.
Right.
There has to be motivations behind that specific move of just leaving and then delegating the politics relegating politics to those of that nation. Now, granted, you can look at Afghanistan and you can say, okay, well, you know, they brought elections in there and they had, you know, they've elected a president and so on and so forth. Well, that's great and all, but what about Iraq? You know what I mean? Now, with Iraq being open the way it is, this is the reason why all of, you know, what we're seeing now in the Middle East as far as ISIS goes, as far as Syria and Russia trying to oust Assad and all this, is because, again, Iraq is in, you know, the Bible and in, you know, other modern historical documents, it is known as Babylon. It's known as the Holy Land, and essentially is part of the Levant. And what's happening is because northern Iraq is essentially a free state, in other words, it's up for grabs, you have countries like Israel and Syria and Turkey converging on this land, on this territory, in an attempt to take it over. So that's what essentially we're seeing now.
Okay. Well, I want to jump in and say Israel's the bad guy over there in all this. That's for damn sure. They have a project called the Greater Israel Project. They planned this over a century ago. The Freemasons, Israel, England's involved. It's the Jesuit order that tells everybody what to do. And they're pulling pages out of the Bible and the Talmud, the Torah and the Talmud, and saying, oh, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to, you know, enact this so it seems biblical in nature. And, you know, people are like, wow, the prophecy is unfolding. Well, it's not really the case. I mean, Israel isn't the Holy Land. Palestine, as it was, the British controlled part of Palestine was handed over to Zionists, and not Jews. There's a whole thing to talk about there. But I mean, if you haven't been following along this past couple of years, where people have been overly saying, you know, the Holocaust is bullshit. Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a warmonger, he committed war crimes. He murders people, the butcher of Palestine, the butcher of Gaza, what have you. I mean, they're systematically destroying people because they want to take their land. And it's absolutely abhorrent. And, you know, I'll even name people like the Queen of England's a Zionist and part and parcel of this whole thing. Every leader of every nation in the world has been installed. I say that by deduction, because if they're in agreement with Israel being able to defend itself against rocks and sticks, well, fuck them. That's bullshit. Hamas was instated, was facilitated by Israel to create this problem. Hamas isn't the problem. It's Israel that's the problem. It's Benjamin Netanyahu that's the problem. It's all the previous terrorist presidents or prime ministers of that country, like Begin and I don't know, their names escape me. I'm surprised. But I'd love to label them. Anyways, it's Israel is a principal part of the destruction of the world as we know it. And that's really the point of this whole thing, is that the shit has hit the fan. Once they institute martial law in the United States, kiss your freedom, your rights, and in most cases, your life goodbye. Because that was the plan all along. Barack Obama is not a good man. He's an evil fucking puppet. And so are everybody else.
Oh, he's not even American.
Who cares? It's all bullshit. Everything that they throw at us is a bunch of bullshit. People, you know, they want to instigate a civil war, and they're doing it. They're going to make it happen. It's going. I can't stop it. You know, if everybody just stayed at home and didn't react and stayed calm, well, all this shit unfolds. But no, that's not going to happen. You see it on TV yesterday and the day before. There's already clashes between stupid, dumb fucks and Syrians that are extremists in the United States about refugees coming over. And it's all by design. It's a fucking machination of evil. This is going to elicit the fucking end of everything we know as civilization on Earth. And it's going to usher in the New World Order. And it's already in place. It just has to take the veil off.
Right. That's true. And, I mean, it's already been initiated. It's been, you know, that New World Order ideology, or the One World Order ideology, I should say. You know, that was something that, you know, was a long time ago designed, but, you know, more towards the 20th century. You can look at people like, you know, Bert Rand Russell, Edward Bernays, so on and so forth. Basically, you know, my point here is that you can, you know, look at many, many, many different people who were very, very heavily influenced, who had very heavily influenced the American psyche to what it is today. So essentially, you know, people can say, you know, well, if it's already here, what is it? What can we do about it? What is it that you know, we could possibly do? And, you know, well, I guess you could say the best thing to do would be to examine your captors, you know what I mean? Examine the people who have influenced the thought and You know, a lot of people like to call it, what is it, like...
Stockholm Syndrome?
Well, Stockholm Syndrome, yeah, but what is it? You know, like people who pay attention to music and movies and stuff like that, forget exactly
culture.
What they call it. Pop culture. Pop culture.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
you can... Yeah, so you can look at pop culture, for example, and you could get a very, very, very good idea on, you know, the mindset of the people who have grown up within each generation. For example, you know, the kids who grew up in 2000s, for, you know, spring break, let's say, spring break in America is a real big thing, right? Okay, so in the 90s, you had, like, MTV and everything there. You know, do the MTV spring break and shit like that. And, you know, it's, I guess you could say got progressively more sexual as the years went on. And, you know, you can, you know, a lot of like Christians or religious figures, they'll say, oh, well, you know, it was the, you know, American television that brought on the downfall of the American way, the Simpsons, so on and so forth. But you, again, you look at shows that came out between 1999 and 2001 and the children who grew up around that time, shows were illicitly more sexual, and thus when, you know, 10 years later, 2008, whatever, 2005, kids go on spring break, today it's, you know, illicitly more sexual than ever. And, you know, that's the psyche behind it. You know what I'm saying? This is what the, you know, what
give
is essentially, what's that?
Give an inch, take a mile. Like, okay, you can show some titties. Oh no, they're fucking naked everywhere. You know, like, I find that kind of a bit of a digression because, you know, it doesn't, examine your captors is where you started. And I'm like, okay, who are my captors? Well, I'm a debt slave. I have to do their bidding. I have to work. I have to do this. I have to do that in order to survive. But do I really? Everybody doesn't realize, most people don't realize, except for people in the country, that you can go and hunt for food. And you can catch fish and you can, you know, grow vegetables, but everybody's
right.
been flocking to the city. So the city is the death trap. That's where you're shackled.
Yes.
The trade-off for your anonymity is your servitude and
your sin.
You have no choice.
Your sin. You're right. You trade your anonymity for things like your sin, your social insurance number, or your social security card, and so on and so forth. I mean, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, what you're talking about, like the, like I said, you know your captors and you're saying the city and shit, and you're exactly right. The, there's a psychology that goes into the actual construction of things like projects. Like, that's why it's called, like, the project, because literally there's a psychological design behind it in which, you know, makes the occupants succumb to certain things. So, you know, it's really weird. And, you know, for instance, in America, one of the biggest things that did it for me, and this was before, you know, I was ever on radio or anything like that, it was the flooding of the Corn Belt in the northwestern part of the United States. I don't know, most people know it as the flooding of the Mississippi that happened, I think, a year or two after Katrina. And basically, what happened is this eradicated 60% of the farms or farmers that were left in America, okay? So one of the reasons in doing this, one of the reasons in getting, like, the Bundy Ranch is real popular, okay? So one of the things is that whenever you're in a city, you can always notice, like, on rush hour, you know, it's everybody, it's so, traffic's so congested and so clogged because everyone's trying to leave. Everyone who works in the city are trying to leave the city. And then you see, again, when people who work their whole lives to do something like procure a farm for generations to come of their own family, you know, and something like the flood, you know, the flooding of the Corn Belt happens and your farm is laid to waste, you have no choice but to do what? Pick up and move back into the city. So it is that perpetual cycle of debt and so on and so forth. And you know what? Honestly, you know, things like knowing your financial captor. So having a good sense of, you know, just knowing economics, plain and simple, knowing economics, if every person in America had, or at least half, a quarter of half of those people in America had a good grasp and understanding on general economics, when, you know, for instance, when the dollar turns over, people won't look at it as the dollar crashing because it's not essentially crashing. It's just turning over. I mean, look, You know, the dollar hasn't changed since, you know, for the last 95 years, 35, 95 years here in America, whereas in Europe, you know, they've you know, turned over, you know, their currency plenty of times, you know what I mean? So this is something that's going to happen, and, I mean, you know, perpetually, it's probably going to be geared more towards, like, a one-world currency or, like, a one-world economy, as you can see, like, you know, China's doing with their banks and et cetera. And this is all shit that's fueling and funding what's going on, not only in the Middle East and around the world, but here at home, no matter where you are in the world.
Essentially, it's what's going on, in a nutshell, for the layman, is you're standing there, and then you're in the dark. Someone kicks you in the ass, and you've got butt hurt. And the lights come on, and a nurse comes over and says, "Let me put a Band-Aid on that for you." And you're so thankful. But it was the nurse that kicked you in the ass. So, you know, we're in a pile of shit. It doesn't help to know economics. It doesn't help to understand history and the history of pop culture and television and all that shit at this stage, because time's up, game over, we're done, we're cooked. You know, people are going to fight for the wrong reasons. People are going to die for the wrong reasons. And the assholes at the top in their ivory towers are going to be laughing away because this is all their plan from the start. And us having this conversation as knowledgeable, aware, awake people will be beneficial to some. When I say with all sincerity, it's time to run for the hills, I mean it's time to run for the hills. Get the fuck out of town. Get stocked up and get the fuck out of town because shit will go down very soon. And that's my message for today. That's my warning. And I've been right about many things. I've been wrong about some things. And I've been sort of anticipating and predicting and sort of having this vision of the future, extrapolating based on the facts, that this would happen. And, you know, the finer details of how it will unfold can be told to you. It's obvious. Take your head out of your ass. Open your mind. Open your eyes. Do the right thing. Save yourself. Save your family and your friends. Save your children so they can live in the future. But if you choose to stay, remember, you got to survive the zombie apocalypse and the police state takeover for the one world government to implement the one world currency so that you get the chip in your hand and you go to a FEMA camp to be reprogrammed. And if you don't comply, you're fucking dead. And that's the way it works, my friends. So that ends this episode of the first episode of Awake Media. Thanks a lot for being with me, Brandon. Is there anything else you want to say?
I do. No, just check us out later on over at, I think you can go to at One Awake Media at Twitter for updates and so on and so forth.
Right on. We'll keep doing this until the ship is sunk. All right. Have a good day.
You too.